Good morning. Sunday morning.
Well, good morning, Nancy. This is the news, according to me. Well, here we are, the last day of the year. And I think I hear people possibly in the background. Oh, everybody's happy about that. Yeah, as if there's anybody here, actually. It's just me and Rabbi Rick. Again, he stopped by again. He quit his other job. This is going to be his full-time occupation now.
Because this one pays so good.
His wife won't let him come home now, so he's here forever. Don't you come back till you get a real job.
What do you mean? This is a real job.
Yeah, too much. I don't think there's this much laughter going on in a real job.
Well, wait. I'm not getting paid?
Sure you are. Yeah. We're on a net 90 deal.
This is just pure therapy.
That's right. That's right. I should be charging you. You should be paying for this. So here we are, last day of the year.
Yeah, that's kind of freaky.
Kind of weird. It's just this year has just gone by so fast. It's just been,
Well, when you're holed up in your home.
When you're sitting at home staring out the window with a mask on.
Did you see they wanted to pass some, I forget who it was, they wanted to say you had to wear your mask at home now.
Yeah. That's in, is that in Pennsylvania? It was someplace, one of those blue states. They were saying,
a bunch of morons.
They want everybody to wear a mask inside. There was a couple other weird rules to that whole thing too. They were doing a couple different. Like that's going to happen
because masks work so well.
Oh, there's well that yeah because yeah that just
that's why we're having numbers going down.
Well, right, yeah, now. Just every place that they have masks on, it just drops.
Yeah, amazing.
It's amazing how that.
Think
works.
What would happen if we wore two masks, like
like.
We're starting already. Wait, where's my ice cream?
Well, if nothing else.
That corn popper's a bad dude.
For the 2 days that Biden's going to be in office.
Come on, man.
If he is. Come on, man. I got hairy legs.
It just never gets old.
Michael Knowles. You ever watch Michael Knowles?
Oh, yeah.
He had a thing on yesterday. It was all of Biden's best gaffes in 2020.
Oh, my God. He probably had to cut it short for an hour show.
I mean, he's got the top 12, and it was all good stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's amazing. I thought about recording some of those sound bites and showing them.
But he got more votes than
more
BO.
Votes than anybody ever. And, any candidate ever in the history. It's just amazing. 80 million, 81
million. Campaign.
It stayed in the basement.
Had the 20 car rallies.
Yeah. Empty cars. The one video. Did you see the one video with him with nobody in the cars?
Yeah.
And then they were honking the horns.
Yeah.
And it was obvious that there was somebody it was the same horns
it was
every
Michelle
time.
Michelle and Barack.
Yeah, it was around. Yeah. They were on a mandate.
Well, he's outside. He can smoke easy out
that's
there.
Right, that's right. He was out having a smoke. And probably wearing a patch, too, I suppose. He was probably wearing a patch while he was smoking.
Man.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Crazy world we're living in. Crazy times.
It crazy is.
It's amazing. If there, only there was like someone who had written a book about this kind of thing happening at the end times. There would have been like somebody warning us of... all this craziness, plagues, and all this stuff happening.
You mean like the Bible?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody would have written something. If only somebody would have written something like that. to give us, complete warning of this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have something solid to stand on, how do you
I don't know.
Get
I don't
through
know
this kind of
we
stuff?
We wouldn't be laughing. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
they're we'd be liberals.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. And we'd all be mad.
Because we hate ourselves.
And America.
We hate America, especially America.
Because it's done so many bad things.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most of the people on the left, government is kind of their... government is their religion and their god in some
totally.
Ways. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of their they see government as the, you know, the church was intended to be the safety net, the place
right.
in the community where you fall back. That's why we're supposed to give to the church, because that way it's basically like in Micah, that way there will be food in my house is what God said was that will be the supply, that will be the storehouse,
right?
And that community,
yeah.
thing was designed to work, but it's voluntary.
Right. Take care of the poor and the widows and the
it's
orphans.
It's not mandatory. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I think that gets so confusing sometimes is we have one of the most generous nations on earth because we're one of the most prosperous nations on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, conservatives.
Yeah. And what's really aggravating, and this happened a while back, this has been back in 2015, I think it was, where a study was done and showed that Americans only give... it was 8% or something to the world on a world stage, whereas French give 18% or something. Well, they were talking about...
I know where this is going.
Yeah, they were talking about the government funding.
Yeah, right.
Not individual, where most funds come from. 80% of the world's charity mm-hmm. comes from the United States because it comes from individuals.
Right.
Because we have the free ability to do
right.
that. And... The other nations they only see it as, well, that nation's more charitable. No, you're giving away other people's money.
Yeah,
and that's what it always comes back to, this whole thing of Democrats are very generous with other people's money.
Yeah,
they don't want to go out and give themselves. I talk to people all the time that, well, the government needs to help people out. We've got all these homeless people. I'm like, well, how much do you give the homeless shelter? Well, I don't give anything. I pay my taxes. That's what's it's like. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So and I know for a fact there's if you look at Joe Biden's giving records,
yeah,
I give 10 times more in a year than he has given in the last 20 years.
Yeah, right.
So it just blows my mind that they see it that way. But, oh, he's done so much to help people.
Well, he gives a lot to his son.
Well, he has to. Yeah, that's a busy job.
Yeah.
That's a nice side hustle he's got going on there.
I got that backwards. His son gives stuff to him.
Well, yeah, his son.
Yeah.
Because his son uses his name.
Right.
To get things
right.
to give back to him,
yeah.
and then he complains about it.
The big guy.
Well, I guess you got to just give your percentage to the big guy. I've done all this work.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I was thinking too when you were talking about that was and I've got a theory that the main reason all these gun clingers and Bible clingers
give, all the bitter clingers,
yeah, all the bitter clingers. The reason it's because they feel guilty about being racist. So,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they keep giving all this money away.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, doggone it.
Yeah, I was born into this white body, and it was my fault. I chose it, and that's why I'm the way I am.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I'm inherently racist because I was born into a white body.
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't. I don't like myself either. In fact, I slowly feel myself becoming a Democrat.
Where's my gun? Oh, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't have said that.
The censors are going to be all over that one. Censors? We don't need no stinking censors.
Right.
So we got a lot. We got a page full of stuff to talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
And our show is almost over.
Yeah.
So
we're never going to do it.
We're never. This is going to be, if you need to know, this is going to be another hour-long show. At least. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, get your donut heated up and sit back, relax, listen to this. You don't have anything else to do. You got the day off because it's New Year's Eve. So I'm sure
right.
most of you aren't working. So just, you know, kick
like
back.
Us.
Like us. Yeah. Just like us.
This is what happens when you got a lot of time on your
That's
hands.
Right, yeah.
There was some wisdom to my parents keeping me busy.
That's right.
Keeps me out of trouble.
That's right. That's kind of funny. You know, when I was a kid, this is a major left turn side story.
We haven't even gotten into the list yet, but
no.
Keep going. Yeah.
When I was a kid, back the old reel to reel tape recorders.
Oh yeah,
audio.
That was a long time ago.
We're talking 50 1 year ago, at least 52, possibly.
Yeah.
And I had a pet dinosaur back then, but we had my dad bought this, and it was really expensive. I mean, it was probably $50.
Oh, the real thing.
The real thing.
Yeah.
It was a portable.
Oh.
Reel to reel, worked on batteries.
Oh wow.
This was unheard of back in those days.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw one like that.
Because most everything was hooked up to a Briggs & Stratton generator.
Yeah. Back then.
So,
what's that noise in the background? That's the generator.
But they had, most of them had, they weighed 300 pounds, and you had these big, huge reels. And
you brought it in on a trolley. Yeah,
exactly. You had to get a license plate for it, hooked up to your car. But this was one of those first portable ones, and it was... Of course, and he had several different, he always had these tape, reel-to-reel tapes that he would have.
Right,
he probably had five or six of those cassettes.
Yeah.
They weren't cassettes, but they were the reels, I guess, with tape on them. He didn't know it. I used to get in there and play with it.
No.
And,
that's so hard to believe.
Yeah. So he would have all these really important meetings he was going to at the time.
Oh, no.
All recorded. And I would record over them, of course. I'm a little five-year-old kid. I didn't know any better. So,
oh, my gosh.
But I would go in there, and I would talk for hours. And I'd make up my own shows.
So just you're saying nothing's really changed.
I was a podcaster back then. Exactly. I was way ahead of my time. I just had no venue to... If those could have gotten out there, I'd be I'd be well known throughout the world.
Yeah, right.
Today, I'm sure.
Well, you already are.
All right.
Yeah.
For other reasons. Yeah. If you happen to hear the name Kevin on a most wanted list, just ignore that. So yeah, that was kind of an interesting little side story.
The names have all been changed to protect the innocent.
That's right. My name isn't really Kevin. It's something else. Make something
up. Good morning.
Yeah. Sunday morning. Well, still under pressure. So.
Yeah.
Let's
maybe we should start on the list.
Let's just dive into this stuff.
So
Pence.
That flap about Pence, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was this whole thing about. It sounds like the people.
He's flying away the day after the election.
He's taking off. He's skipping the country. The flack I've heard is about 50% of the Trump supporters seem to be torn one way or the other on Pence.
Yeah.
And some of them think he's the slimiest dirtballs. You know, he's a snake. He's a deep stater.
Yeah.
All this stuff. And the other half are really sticking up for him and think that he's, and I think that the most level-headed people out there are thinking he's just not sure what to do. I mean, he's really put in a tough spot. And I think this thing with Gohmert even put him in a tougher spot because... is he going to be the one who stands up for what, that supposedly, you can't put that much weight on one person.
No. I agree totally with that. This whole, you can't look, we can't be looking to just one person. I mean, like Pence or Gohmert or Sidney Powell or whoever, you can't, or even Trump for that matter.
I mean,
he's got to, we're at this place where we're at right now because of, I don't know for sure why. I mean, it seems like there's been a lot of missteps, quote unquote, and I just would have thought it would have been settled by now, but which kind of goes into the whole, what's really going on, now we get all these, it's almost looking like, it's not almost, I mean, you got, Cocaine Mitch, I don't know what he's up to, in the Senate.
Yeah.
And what,
bizarre.
It's just, and you got, I guess we're really finding out who values conservative values and, who wants to stand up for truth, basically.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely polarizing.
Yeah.
And drawing the line between, who's for the, who loves the country and who doesn't, who's paying attention and who isn't.
But back to Pence, I think, if he is the only one that's going to be, if we're expecting him to be the only one to step up, man, we're in bad shape then. There's a lot of reps right now that are committed to challenging the results, and hopefully, I'm not sure why senators are being so wishy-washy right now. Maybe they're afraid of the turtle. Not sure about that. You got at least Senator Hawley from Missouri, who's now saying he is planning to do that. But for me, you know, with the mounting, it's just, it's like so bizarre a world, so Twilight Zone. You got, well, everybody would, you know, that, you know, is past a second grade education, you know, can understand that there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just the fact that there's something wrong, and I don't buy the whole BS argument about, well, it's not enough to overturn the election. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, prove it that it's a good election. Prove that it's free. You know, prove that it's legitimate. You know, if there's nothing to see there, then what are you worried about?
Exactly.
Do it.
Exactly.
Follow the Constitution.
Well, that's the thing. They keep basically obstructing
exactly.
on every level. There's nothing to see here. Trust me, there's not enough here to change the election.
Because we can believe you all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's what's so aggravating is, like the one guy from Atlanta yesterday, the guy who invented the QR code, he says, I can let you know in 2 hours.
Mm.
Give me 500,000 ballots. I can tell you in 2 hours whether or not they're all valid or not.
Yeah.
And actually, it was more than that. It was a couple million. I think he said he could run through, you know, he could run through his scanning process. And, yeah, the things
that
happen.
Well, he's probably got a machine that doesn't work off of five different algorithms.
Exactly.
You know, like Dominion or something.
Yeah. It's not hooked up to the internet.
Or being updated.
Yeah. Oh, it's down? Okay, got to stick this thumb drive in there and fix that. But, yeah, the stuff that, I mean, you can't, and obviously the legislatures, I think, I was pretty impressed, or the thing that was remarkable to me yesterday was that the legislators mm-hmm. in Georgia seemed to be
mm-hmm.
kind of taken back by the evidence yesterday. They seemed to finally kind of be going, oh, like, because during the hearing, it was a very long day for them.
Mm-hmm.
During the hearing, they had experts in the room that were able to hack into the live voting that was going on for the runoff at that time.
Yeah.
And they came forward and said, we just received notice that we are in the system.
Oh, wow.
From here, from that laptop.
I didn't see that.
And of course they said, well, what kind of things can you change? Well, then they got up and explained, well, this, once you're in, you can do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. You know, they keep showing that they can do all that, but they're going to fall back. What they're going to fall back on, is, well, you haven't proven that it happened.
Yeah, the evidence that it happened, yeah.
You know, but, you know, like I heard some knucklehead on the radio this morning driving into my second job here, soon to be my only job.
My primary job.
You know, he's talking about how, he thinks there might be a little bit of fraud, you know, blah, blah, blah. Trump just needs to move on and act more presidential and maybe he'll have a better shot in 2024. You know what? If there's any fraud, if they do this while he's in power right now, we are totally fooling ourselves. I don't know even. Yeah. It's just, you know, there's just no way it's going to be fair in 2024.
Yeah, it's absolutely ludicrous to think that they're going to be able to change anything and make it better and fix the problem by 20. It's the only fix they're going to make. They're listening to all the stuff that they're finding, all the stuff that they're able to find out. They're going to find a way to cover that up too.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, next time they're going to say, okay, we're going to have all these printed ballots, but we're going to run them through a machine that folds them so that we can make sure that they look like they were folded.
Yeah.
That makes
me feel so much better.
We're going to make the down ballot, make sure we put votes in the down ballot as well so that we don't just have phantom votes with just the presidential no down ballots.
I'm sure there's no hanky-panky going on.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
I mean, in 4 years, where's the technology going to be? It's, you know, we're going to be further along with what they can do.
Yeah.
And it's, they've got to fix it now.
Exactly.
And it's not a matter of fixing it now for the next election. It's a matter of fixing it with this election.
Yeah, because if we don't fix it, we're not just talking about fixing the election. We're talking about the future of our country.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
If they get in, I keep hearing, you know, the whole Georgia runoff on these Senate races. I'm like, I have no confidence that they're not going to steal this election too. And, Yeah, did you see the poll? Well, now the polls are saying the two Democratic challengers are
ahead
in the polls. Oh, wow, that doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah,
you know. Oh my gosh, seriously, if they can pull off a national election scam like this, do you think they're going to be able to do it a second time in just one state?
Especially when all their resources are focused on that one state, because now they're not just focused on 50 states; they're on one state. And that's the thing that I think that we need to the money that's pouring in is you've got almost twice as much money being given to the Democrat candidates as you do. They've raised almost twice as much money as the Republicans have. Where does all this money come from? And because the one thing that you get to think about is, and this happens after every election since Clinton, since Bill Clinton was elected, right after he got elected because the economy was in bad shape, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was slumping at that point because Georgie boy messed it up. Anyway, they came up with this idea of having a stimulus package right away.
Yeah.
Now, this is back when $700 billion was a lot of money.
Yeah,
that was
right.
Back like $7 trillion would be now. But it was $700 billion. One of the largest spending bills ever, and Clinton came up with this. Well, we got to get the economy going again. So right after the election, like within a month after he was sworn in, they passed this stimulus bill, and it was $700 billion. And ever since then, after every election, even in the 2018 in the off years, they have these stimulus packages
going.
And you know all this money going like this one that they're doing right now.
How much of that went to the American people?
Like 2%.
Yeah.
So, and then there's those shovel ready jobs. I guess there's not as many shovel ready jobs as I thought there were.
Let me be clear.
I'm not going to say, I'm only going to say this once. So, I did not have money. I did not have pizza with that intern.
Keep it G.
Keep it G. I know, I'm trying. I keep hearing that in my head. So they have this whole thing. The money has to flow.
Right.
And it goes to all these different places.
Right.
And where do you think it's funneling back to?
Yeah.
The campaign coffers.
Right.
The foundation, the Clinton Foundation, whatever it is, the foundations that they establish, all these. And they have people around them that get the money so that doesn't look like they're receiving it. Well, let me see your tax returns, Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
Well, he's kept himself pretty well clean because he's got his brother and his son and everybody else around him. And they all have. You look at.
Are you insinuating that he's been up to no good?
No, I would never say that. No. No.
You know, and I told him that if he didn't fire that attorney or prosecutor, that they wouldn't be getting that $1 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Call Barack right now. And you know what? Beep. He sure did. 6 hours later, he did
well,
it.
Well, son of a beep.
Yeah.
He got fired.
Oh, but there's no quid pro. We got to investigate Trump for quid pro quo.
Has anybody ever looked into the fact that he mentioned Barack's name in that whole thing? And
yeah.
He could, doesn't that implicate him? Because he said, if he would have picked up the phone and said, called Barack at that time, Barack would have said, yeah, you got to fire the. Would he have gone along with it? Because if he would have, isn't he culpable now?
You would think.
So apparently there was a conversation between the Mr. Vice President and Mr. President there.
Well, if the Trump gets, pulls it out, and all these things might have to come to light.
They might.
That's why that's why the deep state is so freaking out.
They're really in total overdrive on this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it goes way deeper. It's the fingers on this octopus have a lot more.
Oh yeah. And that's why the people like the McConnells and the John Thunes and, this is going to fail if we object to this and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I don't care. Do the right thing.
Right.
You know, that's the important thing. That's what the American people want to see. You know, if you can show me that Uncle Joe honestly won, okay.
Yeah. Well, we can move on from that.
We can move on.
Yeah.
But if you can't, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
Or worse yet, if you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
You know?
That even makes it look worse, in my opinion. Because now we know that you're involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost as if Mitch is relieved that Trump is leaving the office. Like,
I don't know.
We can just get back to normal and get back
to.
I can work. I can work with Joe.
I work with him in the
Senate. I'm a turtle. Hold on. Put my head back in my shell here.
I don't know what's going on with him right now.
Yeah.
I mean, now he's butthurt because they're trying to get 2,000.
Yeah.
Mitch, it's 2000. It's only another $1,400. That's a pinch in a pail compared to what you're sending to all the foreign countries.
Yeah. Didn't they pass the first one? Didn't it go through the Senate the first time?
Yeah.
So all we're doing now is
Trump redlined it.
Yeah, they redlined it and sent it back.
Right.
So it's like they can't agree to that just because we want to add. And it's like a small percentage of the total amount of spending here we're talking about.
Yeah. I saw two one, I only saw it once, one headline where it, yesterday where him and Nancy are, you know, trying to work out some rule changes to avoid the the contested ballots. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. Who's flipping side are you on?
This gets back to what I was saying the other day. I said Mitch has been very quiet.
Yeah.
Like he's got maybe something else. He's got another quiver in his, or another arrow in his quiver he's going to pull out.
Well, he's not winning any friends in the Republican Party right now.
No. And he thinks that this is going to go by and the Republican Party is going to go back to the way it was. The Republican Party is very different than it was. And they can really mess this up if they try to shove Trump to the side and not.
Right.
And it's. 74 million people, or probably closer to 80 million people, actually voted for this guy.
Yeah.
And like Hawley said, they're not just going to shut up and go back and sit down.
Yeah. Well, that was another question I saw. I thought it was a good question. It was a columnist yesterday, and the question was, what's the future of the Republican Party without, or the GOP without Trump?
Yeah, without him.
I think Trump has really not only polarized left and right, he's also polarized, conservatives and rhinos in the Republican Party. And unfortunately, the rhinos are the ones that hold all the power positions and the money.
Yeah.
And that's got to change. Term limits, campaign finance reform.
Yep. Yeah, because they, like with McConnell, everybody's afraid of McConnell. And I think that's why So many of them have basically not wanted to say anything yet because O'Connell does weed or wield a lot of power.
He does weed?
He does weed. when he goes to Colorado. I got to go to Colorado and check out that virus. Apparently the virus is there. I got to go check that out. Where's my lighter?
The ninja virus.
Don't forget my pipe. Me and Barack, we're going to go out there and check it out.
Well, that's only if Michelle lets him.
Yeah, Michelle. She has to.
She's going to kayak out there.
She has to open the door for him because he's not strong enough to open that door.
Meanwhile, she looks like she's been.
She's going to rip it off the hinges.
She looks like she's
powerlifting.
She's running some drills on the football field or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, come on now. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have we actually covered anything that's on this list?
There's a couple there I'm looking at. Yeah, we talked about the
future
rules
DOP.
Change.
There we go. We got that one. Yeah, we got that. The rules. Yeah, Mitch is trying to change the rules. We got, there's so much stuff going on. I don't know. It's just, the caravans. That's crazy news, man. I talked to somebody two days ago. Their whole family is going. Yeah. Here's my thing, though. I don't think they should show up on the 6th. I think they need to show up on the 5th.
Hmm.
Because once they get into chamber and you got all those people out there.
Yeah, right.
They are not going to know who's out there. They need to see it. They need to see it on the 5th, that how many people are there before they walk into that chamber and start making any decisions. Because they're going to be inside there, and all they're going to hear, somebody's going to hand them a piece of paper and say, "There's 5 million people standing outside."
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't hit you like standing outside and trying to get to the Capitol building.
Yeah. Like we were talking earlier, the whole car, organizing a car rally.
Yeah, caravan.
I forget the caravan. Yeah. What was it? They had. I was reading. They had 20 different cities organized right now, and 4 different highway routes into DC. I mean, holy balls of wax. I mean, if they're organizing it now and, you got a week.
Couple yeah, of, that's true.
You know,
holy cow. Yeah.
And, imagine that many cars flooding in. It's going to be a disaster traffic wise. And, which I'm not sad about.
No,
I think that's really,
yep. Plug it up. It's just like a, and, like a bad toilet. Just plug that place up like a bad toilet.
So I don't know.
Force it to flush.
And Trump calling for it. I mean, it's. Yeah, I don't know what's the plan there. If you've got people in the Senate, Republicans in the Senate right now that are. Well, we think we could be on board with objecting. You know, yeah. despite all the different evidence and all yeah. the things still
they're not,
going
they're
on.
They're not paying attention. They're not paying attention at all.
Yeah, something. It's beyond my understanding how people can be, sorry, such an idiot. Yeah. But, you know, because do the right thing, you know. It's not hard. That's what we're elected you to do.
Right, right.
And so I don't know. I think it's great that they're going to try to get that many people jammed into D.C. Will it have an effect? You would hope so, but
yeah, yeah. I hope it does, and I hope that them objecting has an effect too. I hope that it's just not just a big show and not just a bunch of talk and a bunch of blowhards and a bunch of hot air and yeah. they have all these arguments and then they go back to vote and okay, there you go, there's the voters. That's so yep, Biden won.
I guess the flip side is let's say they don't do what we all agree they should do, and how are all those people going to react?
I know. There's a percentage of people who will be there that are not going to walk away,
right?
If the outcome.
I know, and you know that's never in like we were talking yesterday. That's never happened before with any of these people on the conservative or right wing rallies.
Yeah.
Hardly ever. The only time you ever see them getting into a scuffle is when some knothead from Antifa started. Yeah. You know. So. But, you know, I was reading a couple of people interviews on going into D.C., and one guy was saying, I've never been in the military before, but I feel like I'm in the military now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to, you know, whatever happens. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's the kind of chatter I'm hearing a lot of. Yeah.
I hope it doesn't come to that.
On top of the fact that there are a lot of guys that were in the military.
Yeah, right.
Very well-trained guys in the military. Who understand mm-hmm. what it takes to do what they want to do. They know how to carry out a mission.
Yeah.
And they're on board with this, yeah. that idea too. And they're being very quiet, but they're being very serious.
Yeah. So tying into all this, what are your thoughts on they're continuing to dig up all this, you know, evidence and blah, 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 even, you know, down to the last minute, stuff that you would have expected the legislatures to do, you know, a week after the election at the latest.
Ago. Yeah.
And what do you make of that? You know, the fact that all these last minute type things are still coming out.
Part of me wonders if they initially thought they could ignore it and it would go away, and it's not going away, and now they're feeling like, maybe I should be taking this seriously, like it's coming down to the wire. But I think part of it is they're getting a little bit scared of possibly what the consequences are to ignoring this thing. Mm. The other side of it is I think that they think that they can make it look like they're trying to do something right at the very end when there's nothing, you know, they can run out the clock a lot easier. Yeah. I think they are trying to, there's some of them that are just definitely running out the clock.
Totally.
So it's... And they think we're just going to forget about it if it goes past. Oh, it goes past the 20th, he gets sworn in, and oh, it's over.
Yeah.
Okay. So, whoops, had our chance. And then on the 24th, we find out. Oh, yeah, there was a massive voter fraud. And oh well, shoo bad. Shuckins. We'll have to just work on that next time, I guess. Huh?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So what do you? So let's say, they do contest the ballots, and what I saw yesterday is that the Trump legal team wants to present evidence. In the hearings too. Yeah. And, you know, do they, how do they handle that? You know,
I think each person who contests it gets a certain amount of time. It's like one of those things where I reclaim my time every time they ask a person a question. So did you do this or that? And they start to answer the question. I reclaim my time. well, I'm just trying to answer your question. You're not answering the question because you're not giving the answer that they want.
Starting to sound like Nadler.
Yeah. I just had a moment. Hold off. I got to shuffle off to the side here. Get something changed. I got a team over here. Where did it change my...
is that Eric? Sorry.
That was Eric. Yeah. When you get to be our age, you can't trust... a Swalwell because it might become a Nadler. I just made this stuff up on the spot. I just made that up. Don't never trust a Swalwell.
I just Nadler.
It could become a Nadler.
Oh.
So we got, what were we talking about?
Oh, we were talking about it, what do they do with the evidence if the Trump team presents it?
I think that a senator or a congressman would have to give up their time for and say, I'm going to yield my time to this attorney to share for 5 minutes or whatever. Mm. I think that that's what's going to have to happen. So I think if those attorneys or if those representatives are willing to let them step in during their time, because I don't.
Why weren't they?
Well, you would think that they would, because they can say it a whole lot better than they can. Most of them aren't very well spoken in terms of being able to present evidence like that. So mm-hmm. I think that they almost need to do that mm-hmm. if they're serious about it.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, and I know that they're supposedly busy with all their busy work, and because they're constantly having to, you know, get their blowout done and all that stuff. But they have, again, it comes back to if you are not seeing the evidence, then you are willfully choosing to ignore it.
Right.
Because if they can just get if they can just get a 10% of what's been presented out there mm-hmm. of the important stuff that can actually be understood by these, you know.
Yeah.
Lackeys.
Yeah, to go back to the Trump legal team and, you know, asking the question, what's really going on? Because it seems like this narrative keeps going and going and going, and we don't see anything happening and blah, blah, blah. There's all this evidence. There's all these affidavits. And you know, now, like, we started the show today with, you know, Pence's trip is canceled all of a sudden. So now he's going to be in Washington, you know, post that. So what's that all about?
Yeah.
You know, there was a reason why he canceled it.
Yeah. That leads to more questions. Because the trip was planned over a year ago.
Right.
To go. So why is it being canceled and why is he staying? That's a bigger question, I think.
Yeah.
That causes.
So it just makes you wonder.
Yeah. That's more, and it's, I'm actually glad. I'm glad he's staying.
Yeah.
That means something probably positive, in my opinion. But
let's hope so.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe it's, well, we're going to lose anyway. We're not going to, you know, we might as well cancel that trip because it's not going to be worth me going anywhere. But it was it was Israel, and where else was he going? Two countries he was going to.
I don't know. I know that Israel and Morocco just signed another deal. I don't know if that was part of it.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah,
maybe. But. Yeah, that's interesting too. That Israel and Morocco were able to pull off. That kind of built on the previous, peace accord that was.
Yeah, right. You know, it's so funny. Trump has not only reduced, you know, prior to COVID, he had the most outrageous economy going on. You know, and reduce black unemployment, minority unemployment's where it was down ever more than ever,
lowest
ever. He's got everything going strong at home, despite the fact that nobody wanted to work with him.
Yeah,
and in his own party either. And then at the same time, he's doing a peace deal, getting Israel and these Arab neighbors to go into these peace deals that nobody's ever done before.
Right.
You know, in my lifetime, they keep trying the presidents keep trying over and over and over.
It's been the conversation for 50 years.
And he gets nominated for the,
Peace Prize, the Nobel.
Yeah. Nobel. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Brain fart. Nobel Peace Prize for three times. Yeah. Right.
Good morning.
But you know, he doesn't get the credit for it.
Yeah.
You know, and Obama, when he's not even in office a year and he gets nominated for
it. It was like a month. It was,
I'm like, he hasn't done anything.
He just got elected. Yeah. Even he said he didn't really feel like he done anything to deserve it. You're right. You didn't do anything to deserve it.
Go have a cigarette.
Yeah. I don't really feel like I did anything to deserve it there. That was something you touched on that I can't remember what it was now. I just
are you having a Nancy moment?
I can't.
Good morning.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. I've got my George Stephanopoulos face on right now.
Where is she going now?
Boy, am I glad I'm sitting next to the door.
Yeah.
He's getting a little weird.
They got their finger on the button that like goes to commercial or looks like the color palette thing, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry, we had a...
So did you think of it yet? Or?
I haven't thought of it yet.
Oh, okay.
So what did you talk about there? You were talking about the...
we were talking about the mounting evidence of fraud and the inability of people to... literally, it's not inability. They're choosing not to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only... you know, the other thing, when I was talking about the guy that called in on the radio this morning, you know, wishing Trump, you know, just bow out gracefully and come back in 24... Without getting further into that, but I mean, the follow-up comment on that was, you know, they're still trying to show that these Dominion machines can flip votes.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't even need the spooky stuff like that anymore. There's you got all these phantom ballots now in Georgia.
Yeah.
And Arizona.
The hard data.
Yeah, the hard data.
Is enough to
flip it.
Five states right now.
Yeah. And people are you know, when you have hard data, we're not talking spooky stuff. We're not talking about foreign country intervention. We're talking about hard data that's undisputable. And you have people that are choosing to, well, there's no evidence here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you are choosing not to see it. And that's what makes everybody mad.
Yeah.
You know? And
the thing that plays into that is that the media... The legacy media out there they bolster that mentality.
Yeah.
So they're holding that up. They're not challenging that at all.
Right.
And as long as that keeps happening, then people will have that narrative continue to echo, and that's all they're gonna. That's I hear people saying it all the time, who are obviously not paying attention.
Right.
And it's you know, just the common folks in the comments and in social media and stuff. I hear that kind of thing, and it's like. Where you're basically just parroting everything that you're hearing that CNN is saying, or that MSNBC or even Fox now is saying. And it's no one. Now, I know that Epic Times and NTD is pretty good. Gateway Pundit's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I have caught them a few times putting, I don't know who's doing it, but they probably have one person over there who's kind of in charge of some of the headlines, but they're putting headlines out there that look a little deceptive. They look a little bit slanted.
For who?
For all of them, NTD and Epic Times and some of those.
Yeah.
I've seen a few things on a couple parlays that seem to be kind of, you read the article and it's not really saying what the title, what the headline said.
Yeah.
Which is a little disturbing because CNN's been pulling that for a long time.
Yeah.
They'll say something in the headline and that's not at all what happened.
Well, you know, I mean, you had Fox News was fairly conservative for a long time, and all of a sudden they're flipping. And you know why? Because they got bought, you know? And so in the battle's always for the truth, right?
Yeah.
And if you have an outlet that is, you know, letting truth be told, you know, they're going to naturally try to infiltrate it, take it over, whatever they got to do, just like they did with Fox, you know?
Yeah.
And... yeah, so it's an ongoing battle. It's always going to be there. People, it's always battling for the truth.
Yeah. The clickbait temptation is always there. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants to put a headline out there that's going to get a million clicks.
Right.
And so I think that's part of the issue because they want to get listeners, they want to get more. They're getting a taste of victory,
mm-hmm.
especially at Newsmax. I know, and they had like one or two retractions on a couple of stories they did, and the CNN just made mincemeat out of them for that. Oh, you see that Newsmax is already having to retract something now because they everything they say is a lie because they had one retraction. Well, you guys only don't retract anything because you just keep lying about it. It's like at least they retract something. I would rather have that than have somebody not retract anything that they say.
Does anybody listen to CNN anymore?
I think in the airports they force it on them. That's like they have it on all. You can't listen to anything else in the airports. Yeah, that's all they have. Once in a while, you go to a place where they're like a small airport somewhere, and you'll see Fox on. But it's that was before the election. But that's another interesting thing about Fox. I was looking at some of the timeline on everything about what happened on November 3rd that night, and as they were counting the ballots, and all of a sudden Arizona gets called.
Right.
Well,
yeah, they cut a lot of flack.
They're on
that.
A different, way different time zone there. There were people still standing in line to vote when they called that state.
Right. Oh, they're still catching crap for that.
Yeah.
For calling that state.
And they just ignore it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, like, why did they do that? There's a lot of speculation about why that happened. And
wait, are you going to insinuate that Fox is in on some kind of a...
Well, there are people at Fox that are in on it, yeah.
I'm not sure I can hear this. This is crazy.
It's possible. I'm alleging something. I have a plausible narrative.
Wait.
So...
There's two camps there. You know, one, well, they're not going to say here. Or, well, the seriousness of the allegations is so important that we got to take a look at it.
That's right. That's right. Anonymous sources have told me that...
I'm sorry. Keep going. So, Fox.
But if you look at the timeline on that whole thing, of course, they're like, Arizona's like 3 hours difference, or 2 hours difference, I think, than the East Coast, right? Is that... They're 2 hours behind? 3 hours behind.
Yeah, three. Well, at that point, it was, well...
It was 2 hours behind.
It was... When did...
they don't change times, do they? They stay
no,
the same?
No, but when did daylight savings times flip?
November... in November, I think.
Oh, okay. So they would have been 3 hours at that point. Yeah. November 3rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So you got that huge time difference there. And you start looking at that and how they would have had to do all that to get it done so that it all came out at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you're dealing with a news organization, you know, you're dealing with live news where you've got the time zone sweeping across the country.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have all this stuff happening kind of at the same time for the news to put it out there. And I started kind of figuring out how they had to do. And of course, every time there was a state that was way leaning towards Trump,
mm-hmm.
if you looked at the AP map or any of the electoral maps that were done by, who was there? There's a couple different companies.
Somebody with a brain?
A couple places I was looking at. they didn't call anything red at all. But anytime Biden was one vote ahead in the state, that's solid blue. That's a solid blue one there.
Yeah, no, I know.
And because they never wanted to see the Electoral College count get above, you know, they never wanted Trump ahead of Biden. And when they saw that it was going to go that way, that's when everything shut down.
Yeah.
They didn't shut down, but they shut everything down, supposedly.
Wait, they stopped counting?
No, they didn't stop counting. They said they were stopping counting. But this, and of course, they explain all this stuff away. We can see it right in front of our eyes. They even have video of people running ballots through the scanners multiple times.
Yeah.
And then they adjudicate. We didn't even talk about this. Out of 114,000 ballots, they had to adjudicate 103 or something. I'm shooting out numbers. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Did you know that 87.5% of statistics are made up on the spot? But
wait, did most of them go towards Biden?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They had to adjudicate, which means, here's what, for those of you in Mishawaka, who don't know what adjudicate means, that means that they have to manually go in and correct the ballot.
Yeah.
Now, what this one guy was saying in Georgia yesterday was, when you run the ballot through, mm-hmm. if it kicks it back and says, and they run it through several times, well, if they're just saying, well, we had to run it through several times because it wasn't taking it.
Yeah. Must have been those Chinese ballots.
It must have been the Chinese printed ballots.
Yeah.
What happens is then that sends it off to adjudication.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get to choose.
Right.
So what
I'm sure they're all honest.
Oh, I'm sure that they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure not a single Trump ballot got put into the Biden
column. I'm sure they had Republican poll watchers watching while they did it, too.
Oh, right there beside them. You know, watching every little thing they did.
Yeah, right.
With binoculars from 60 feet away.
Using pizza boxes to cover up the windows.
One of the things that they said,
too. Nothing going on there. Nothing to see.
We'd order some pizza. Make sure they bring extra large boxes. just bring the boxes. We don't need
pizza. And duct tape.
the adjudication rooms where they had the adjudication goes on is done by a computer in a couple people with computer terminals. And you're not allowed to watch them do that. They said, well, we could watch the person doing it, but we couldn't see the computer screen because they had them at an angle in another room looking through a window. It's like, oh, well,
Was the computer hooked up to the internet?
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah, right. Nothing to see there.
Well, they had to have hooked up to the internet so they could transmit the data.
No. Well, there's no evidence. There's not enough.
Nothing widespread.
Not enough fraud here to overturn the election.
Not enough.
I like Joe Biden. I can work with Joe Biden.
He was in the Senate.
Friend of mine.
He's got a lot.
Look forward to working with him for a couple days.
It's going to be good. Yeah. Him and my wife are going to China together, and are going to talk to Feng Feng.
Yeah. You mean Eric.
Oh, Frank. That's Eric. That's ours, Eric. Yeah. Mitch pulled a Nadler. So I guess there are a couple of good points, though. Let's talk about there's a couple good news things happening.
Yeah.
Attorney General in Arizona.
Yeah.
Has actually now called for a forensic audit of the machines because they probably apparently he just heard got word
again a little came, late, but
yeah, word just came in that they got the machines all wiped off. Oh yeah, let's go ahead and do that forensic audit thing.
Was,
yeah, let's do that.
That'll look Hillary good. In there with a cloth.
Yeah, she went in with a hammer and a cloth.
You mean with a cloth?
Yeah, she wiped him. She wiped him with a paper towel.
Cloth or a broom?
Yeah, she flew in on her broom.
Oh man, that just never.
At this point, what difference does it make? Whether it was a broom or a mop, it doesn't matter.
Remember those glasses she was wearing during that? Man, it looked like Coke bottles. I'm telling you, what's going on there?
I remember when Trey Gowdy started questioning her. She just got this, like she just completely ignored her. She started taking a drink of water, looking around. She knew she was impervious to anything going on. But she knew that this was the one guy that could probably ask the right questions.
Yeah.
And she just completely ignored him because she knew she was above the law.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind.
No.
And of course, now
Hillary's above the law?
Comey sends some people to go over and talk to Hillary, and they've got her lawyers there.
Did they bring her ice cream?
They brought her ice cream. Yeah. This isn't going to be an investigation. We just want to talk to you about a few things. And so they go in and talk to her.
Oh, my gosh.
And she has lawyers. She has all the stuff. So they go to talk to Michael Flynn. No, you don't need lawyers for this.
Yeah, no.
We're just going to send a couple guys.
We're going to get you on a process crime. And then we're going to go after your son if you don't admit it.
And then, of course, Chris Wallace has to, well, he admitted to lying. He admitted to lying.
No.
He admitted to lying because to keep his son out of jail.
Yeah.
It's like they were going after his whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Chris would be above that. Well, if I was, I wouldn't ever admit that I had lied if I hadn't lied. I don't. Blah, 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 blah.
You know, it brings me back to Comey when before the election in 2016 and like in July, I think when he came out with the results of the Hillary investigation.
Yeah.
You know, she did break the law, but we feel like she's not intelligent enough to know what she was doing. So we're just not going
That's what he said. That's basically what he said.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, really? Your job's not to figure out what the intent
is. She didn't intend to break the law.
Just the facts, man. Oh. I wonder if you ever watched the show FBI. Just the facts, man.
Apparently
just the
not.
Facts.
Yeah, apparently not. He was, he's too morally above
all
of that.
That's right. He's a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the good news. I'm starting to get my blood pressure up again.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be therapeutic.
Well, it is. It's like anaerobic fitness. Get your heart rate beating and then you calm it down and get your heart rate beating.
So yeah, calling for a forensic audit.
Good forensic thing. Audit, which is we'll have to see what comes of that. They'll probably get it done about, January 27th or something. So who knows when that's going to happen. The other thing was there was that actually came up in Georgia as well. The forensic investigation issue came up in Georgia, and they were sound like they were willing to actually make that happen. But what they'll present in a public forum, and then what they actually happens afterwards is who knows. What's really going to happen out of all that? I mean, they can make themselves look good because they need to get reelected, so they're going to make it look like they actually care. It's a big show, but hopefully something will come of that.
Term limits.
Yeah.
Term. Everywhere.
2 years later. So then we've got Georgia ballots print. Oh, the ballots that were printed different. They've determined now that in the Republican counties, they got the well-known Republican counties. They got different ballots than the well-known Democrat counties.
Nice.
They're printed differently. And this guy covered a little bit about this yesterday, about and why that's important, because when you run through the scanner, what difference does that make? So it's a very critical issue, and because of the nefarious things that can happen there.
Wouldn't that be considered evidence?
You would think that'd be hard evidence, actual physical evidence. So there's a witness is a direct evidence thing. Physical evidence is actually like if they had like people's handprints or handwriting, or what they really need is like to find emails and handwritten notes or communications or recordings of phone calls of people saying, "Hey, we're going to cheat on the election." That's what they're basically saying.
I think about that. For five states to stop counting in the middle of the night, and for five states to all basically do the same thing, got all these dumps for Biden coming in. You can't tell me that wasn't organized.
There was communication going on,
and there's absolutely. And if they wanted to find that, they could.
Yeah,
you know, if the FBI can show up to find DNA on fragments of RV bomb, less than a day or two later in Nashville, you can't tell me they can't. There's SBS.
Yep, and they I was going to go with there somewhere with that too. I can't remember where I was going to go.
Oh yeah, really Nancy. A lot of Nancy moments this morning.
I didn't have my hot chocolate this morning. I can think about hot chocolate. So it blows my mind. It continues to amaze me that just like with the whole thing with the phantom votes now, that they've got the names of people that they can't find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all unique names.
Right.
Nobody related to them. And that guy's pretty passionate about it. He's like, this is absolute, hard evidence kind of thing. And I think that's where they're well, like, who's the guy that was the head of the head
they
of
just
the,
show up like the coronavirus
yeah.
in Colorado, the new
Dominion,
strain.
The Dominion guy. Who was the head of the Dominion? Eric Coomer?
Yeah, I don't know his name, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I think that's his name. I probably got it wrong. But he was saying in meetings, well, don't worry, Biden's going to win. We've got that fixed.
Yeah.
He said it. They got it recordings of him saying this stuff.
Well, yeah.
And
shocker,
but that's hard evidence right there that mm-hmm. there is something going on. Now it's not direct hard evidence that he did something.
Right.
It's just saying there's motive. That's like somebody in a bar saying I'm going to kill you, and then later on that person's found dead.
Yeah,
that's pretty serious evidence mm-hmm. there. It's an eyewitness to that to whatever. That's motive.
Yeah. Well, I mean. Yeah, it just begs the question.
What happened to Barr?
Yeah, what, FBI, DOJ, where are they all at, you know? When you have, the old saying, where there's smoke, there's a fire. And the thought I had earlier when you were talking about the billions of dollars, back in when they did that stimulus after the... back then, $700 billion. And my thought went to, $700 billion is a lot. That's just shy of a $300 billion, shy of a trillion, and that seems like a lot. But the chances where I'm going with this is the chances that Uncle Joe won the election the way that he did it are 1 in 1 quadrillion.
Yeah. Yeah. How many times?
That's three more zeros than a trillion.
Yeah, that's 1,000 times more than a trillion.
And even if you say, well, statistics can do whatever you want them to do, yeah, okay, whatever. Let's take off a factor of 1,000. Now you're down to 1 in a trillion. Let's take off a factor of 100,000. Now you're down to 1 in a billion.
Yeah.
Good grief.
I would take those odds, for swimming across the river.
Yeah. none to see here. There's no whatever. Yeah. No,
nothing to see. Nah. Not enough evidence.
And that's the thing that's maddening is everybody, it's almost like we're being fed this, like, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it, unless you're willfully ignoring it.
Yeah.
And then you got the people that we elect willfully ignoring it.
Yeah.
And feeding us this BS that, it's not going to change. Well,
or they're just being completely quiet.
Yeah.
That's even more infuriating because it's almost kind of like, they know it, but they know that if they just don't say anything, they're not going to be politically hurt by it.
Yeah.
If they say something as soon as they say something one way or the other, they're going to be polarized to the whole issue. If they don't say anything, they've probably done a They've probably done polls on this stuff. I mean, yeah. They always have these groups of people that call around and go, hey, so if your representative said this or that, what would you think of them? You know, mm-hmm. Or what word is trending right now in popularity? Well, if we use the word constitution a lot, that's a big deal. So Nancy would come out and say, well, we're going to do this constitution. We're going to care about the constitution. And the constitution is all about the constitution. So we're going to have the constitution. Because it's that word that day apparently polled well. She'll come out and say constitution 20 times in her little talk.
Yeah,
I've seen that happen so many times where they'll use these key words. And then, of course, the next thing you know is everybody in the news is using the same words.
Yeah.
Well, the walls are closing in. The walls are closing in. Walls are closing in. Walls are closing in. So everybody's saying walls are closing in. It's like.
It's truly amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but there's no conspiracy there. There's nobody's getting a phone call in the morning by the head of the news organization. To tell them what to say, what are the talking points going to be for that day, or how we're going to spin this for the day.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing that. No, I wouldn't suggest that anybody would ever do that. It would never happen.
Seems really implausible, but you almost have to start believing that it's really the case.
Yeah, and I'm amazed at how James O'Keefe, that guy's just got some guts. He does some stuff that just amazes me. And it's to just break in on the call and say, yeah, we've been recording your phone calls for the last 3 months. Are you still the same? Are you still the most trusted news and name and network in news? It's like, thanks for your comments.
Yeah.
We're going to hold on a minute. I just pulled a Nadler.
Oh gosh, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
No, it's just amazing to me. Of course, the media didn't cover that at all.
No,
because O'Keefe is a felon. He's a criminal. Oh, he just makes this stuff. He edits everything.
Yeah,
you can't believe anything.
You
he
mean
says.
He's actually a journalist?
Yeah,
that goes after the
goes
truth
out there and does something. Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Need more of him.
Yeah, a couple more of him. A couple more of. Yeah, there's a few guys out there that do.
Well, imagine what it would be like,
if you will.
Imagine if the politicians were actually afraid of the truth being told.
Yeah.
And they would act accordingly.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Huh.
What a wonderful world that would be.
Yeah. I see skies of blue. Oh, it would be nice.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Yeah, I think that there's...
It'd make my blood pressure go down.
You know, on the good side, I think that there are a larger number of representatives that are coming around to the... the more that they hear. And because, you know, you see a couple of them step up and say, okay, there's something wrong. And the next thing you know, there's several more. And then the next, it kind of spreads out from there. Because I think that once one of them starts to wake up and starts to spread the news and starts to share some of the things that they've seen...
Mm-hmm.
I think that it has to have an effect on causing doubt in the group.
Yeah.
You know, the Hawley stepping up and saying, basically being the first one to definitely commit to objecting.
Yeah.
But it gets back to this whole thing of what is that going to change? How is that going to play out? I guess, we hear them saying they're going to object to it. That means they're going to vote against it. Or does that mean, and it doesn't matter whether they vote against it, because if it's still 100 people and you're voting and you got six that vote against it, well, that's not going to matter then.
Yeah. Going back to what we were talking about yesterday, you know, is it really forcing Trump's hand to
pull the trigger on the insurrection thing?
Yeah.
And what does that mean? I mean, it's the amount, the immense, just the mass of mobilization that would require in terms of getting that job done is, can it possibly be pulled off in 14 days? Because now you've got 2 weeks until Biden's gets sworn in. Would it postpone that? Would it change that? And then what happened? I mean, you know, the media, legacy media's going, their head's going to fly off. They're all going to be crying coup. They're going to try to tell people to rise up and take back the White House or whatever they're the ones that are causing this insurrection that it's happening.
It's a scary thought. And not one that, but you know, who do you, if you want to point fingers, I mean, point fingers at all the people that A, created all this mess.
Yeah.
Point fingers at the people that B, didn't do anything about the mess when it was there in front of them.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm not just talking politicians, people, judges, you know, judges. People in the courts, you know, there's been so many different ways that this could have been righted,
yeah,
you know, in a civil way, but it's just, it's what's so Twilight Zone-y about it,
yep.
You know?
That's, yeah, the civil process has failed, and people aren't going to put up with that.
Right.
And if they think everybody's just going to sit down and move on with this and let it go,
yeah.
which it has happened in other countries, and I've got it. There's one guy who was complaining. He was an ex-military
Venezuela?
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
ex-military guy that was saying he's like, well, Republicans don't do anything. They're so obedient. They won't do anything. They're not going to stand up. They're not willing to make any waves, and it's not going to happen. He's kind of right. Basically,
yeah.
The Republican Party has been, they're the peace-loving ones. They're the ones that don't want to have this kind of thing happen. They don't want to see this. You know, they want this to work out in a civil way.
That's, go ahead.
So I think that there's that faction, at least a large part of the Republican Party, that won't do anything. And
Ahead. I think what it comes down to is you're not going to see people take action until they really start believing that the country's going down the pooper.
Yeah.
You know? And, if these two Georgia runoffs are blatantly stolen like the other election, the rest of the elections were, and the Senate, you know, and we start seeing, the Senate's going to go to the Democrats, you know, and Biden's going to get sworn in. And people are going to start, I think the fear factor has now gone over the edge for a lot of people. And, again, God, I hope it doesn't go that way. But, people are going to say, what's it going to take for some people to say enough is enough?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're not talking about, we're going to go burn down buildings.
Right, yeah. And burn down the dollar store because that
makes
a difference.
We're going to try to save the country.
Yeah.
You know? And
what do you think, kind of along the topic of the runoff, what do you think is going to happen with the vote count there? Do you think that they're going to have it done? Because that's on the 5th, isn't it?
Well, they'll find a way to get it done in time.
Do you think that they'll...
it's going to be a miracle.
I wonder if they'll actually have it done before the sixth thing starts.
I don't know.
If they don't like the results, or if they're trying to fix it, it's obviously going to go longer because it's going to take them longer to print out more ballots. But
they got the new shipment from China already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think will be the outcome or the effect of? Okay, let's say the Democrats say that they won. So now we don't have the Senate on the 5th. What the reaction of the crowd will be that's down in town on the 6th, or if they do have the Senate, do you think that the crowd downtown will be a little more appeased and not be so upset? Now, if Republicans win...
You're talking about the rally in D.C.?
The rally in D.C., how that's going to affect the rally in D.C. in terms of the attitude of the people. If they realize they've lost the Senate by the 6th and they are there...
I would say they're going to be a little bit agitated.
I would say there's going to be a lot more,
especially if there's a lot of hanky panky going on.
Yeah, if there's more coming out about hanky panky at that point. I think even if they lose the Senate, that means the Dems have the House, the Senate, and the executive, and there is nothing stopping that freight train.
No,
especially when you
that's
got
what
a
everybody fears right now.
Yeah, and so. It just blows my mind that we're in this situation at this point. Just blows my mind.
Yep. I know. Me too. It's a total Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing when you look at those two Democrats running for senator in Georgia? I mean, how can a party run candidates that... Where are they getting these people?
I don't know.
Seriously.
And they
somehow miraculously win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's blows my mind.
Everybody knows that Joe was not the best and brightest person in the Democrat Party or even in the country or anywhere. You know,
except Joe.
He doesn't know. But he wins. And then Hillary was terrible too. I mean, she was a terrible candidate.
Yeah.
And almost won. And then
that's what we're told.
Yeah, exactly. Now they're finding out that in 2016 California used this huge. They're talking like that was a huge fraud thing too. Now they're finding some things there. But
shocker.
Yeah, The
it only took 4 years to find that out.
Yeah. But the runoff down there is like, I think it's more about, they just want to fill the seat with somebody who's, you know, a blue check mark, because that way they can.
Oh, yeah.
Because this guy, what's his name? Warnock or whatever his name is, you know, he runs over his ex-wife's foot.
Yeah.
He's got all kinds of issues. She comes out and obviously says, you know, he's not even, you know, yeah, he's not who he says he is. He's a very good actor. Of course, now she's disgruntled, so you can't take her word for it.
Yeah, right.
You know? And just the stuff that he says from the pulpit.
Well, we took Ballsy Ford's word for, yeah. You know.
Well, you know.
I was so scared.
I was scared. And everything I said sounded like James Comey. I always do a lot of upspeak. When I get done with every sentence, I can't end a sentence.
This is
unless
how
it's got a question mark behind it.
This is how I talk. To get my doctorate. The cruel man.
Whatever happened to the lady who, there was pretty good evidence that she was digitally by Joe Biden.
Oh, well, that went away.
That went away immediately.
Yeah, of course.
Where'd that go?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
She probably got paid off, or maybe she found a, I don't know, maybe Hillary had a visit with her. Hillary and Nadler showed up. That kept her quiet.
We're talking about creepy.
Oh, man, that'd be bad. Yeah. So I think that's about all the show we got for you today. We still have about half the things on the list that we didn't really talk about.
Crazy.
So. Maybe in the new year, we'll have a new show in the new year. So we're going to look back on some of the highlights of the news, according to me. This show's only been out there for like a week. I think, 2 weeks now? It's been 2 weeks, I think, when I started this thing.
I don't know.
It hasn't been that long. So
I think this is my fourth.
Look at what it's grown into.
This is my fourth show, I think, right? Four?
Four. Yeah, we had two the first day, one yesterday, and one today.
Yeah, so,
fourth show. This is your fourth show. Yeah, you're... Boy, you're a seasoned podcast veteran.
Well, it is my second job.
That is true. So. Yeah. soon to be your only job. Yeah, me too.
I listened to that show. Don't ever come home again.
Yeah. We're going to start another podcast called Two Homeless Guys in a Closet. in a little room here, rubber room. Two homeless guys in a rubber room. Yeah, that'll be great. And talk about our woes. So
it is therapeutic.
It is. It's good. It's good. Hopefully,
to laugh.
And hopefully people that listen to this have their... It helps them too, you know, because we don't want to be doom and gloom, but we also, you know, we want to know that there's hope out there at some point. But
there's always hope.
There's always hope. You can hope in one hand and Nadler in the other, and see which one fills up first.
That's the whole. You're stuck on that.
I kind of like that whole thing. Yeah, I have to use that one. So, and Adam Schiff, of course.
Don't hear much about him.
Don't hear much about him because the Russians have kind of gone away.
Yeah.
But he still keeps coming out with stuff.
Takes a little bit of time to make stuff up.
Yeah, he has to go into his... has to watch his kids' cartoons, and then he goes back and, I made up this story about this.
Him and Eric get together.
Yeah.
Oh, Eric, you've been eating your greens again, dude?
It's the Russians. Yeah.
You didn't do that around Fang Fang, did you?
Yeah. I noticed she had a couple little red marks on her nose where she got the clothespin on there. Yeah. Well, all right. So we've been going over an hour again.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
We just keep going longer every time. It's like an hour and 13 minutes now, or 14 minutes.
It's having fun.
Yeah. It's good stuff. So happy new year, everybody. Yeah. It's going to be 2021 here in a couple hours. By the time this thing gets posted, it'll probably be 2022 because of my speed of my internet. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So could 2021 be any worse than 2020 was?
Here's hoping not.
Let's hope not. I don't know. Hard to tell. Depends on what you consider worse. Some people had a really good year.
Yeah.
You know, they had busier business stuff going on than anybody, you know, because they're depending on what business you're in.
Right.
You know, when a hurricane goes through and you go in a cleanup company, you're going to have good business.
Yeah, so, true.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Well, once again, thank Rabbi Rick for showing up and imparting all of his wisdom and knowledge. And,
is that what you call it?
That's what I'm calling it. Because by this point in the show, nobody's listening anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I can say what they're all wondering how we get this time back.
Yeah. How can I get my life back? I hope everybody has a good time celebrating tonight. Don't get too drunk, Nancy.
Yeah.
And I was talking, that was specifically for Nancy. As if she could get any drunker than she already is.
It's a constant thing.
Yeah. She's got like a, they took a blood test and she has like a, what is that, what do they call it? Like 20 proof blood, I think something. So. All right. So we're, I guess we're drawing to a close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might as well just end the show because we could just keep talking. Might as well just end it.
It's always better to leave before the audience leaves.
That's true. Yeah. And that way, you want to leave them wanting more.
That's right.
You want them, you know, so I mean, we know you guys want more. So we're going this is a good time to end the show because you know, what more could you want besides more? More of this. Anyway, this is the news according to me, us, today. And have a happy new year.
Yeah.
And I'll be back tomorrow for the first show of the year, hopefully. Hope that's my plan. So join us then. Pay attention. Lots happening. If you're going out to the sixth, the big thing on the sixth, be careful. And have a good time. Hopefully we'll all enjoy it. Bye.